of all, we do need a sponsor for the third meal. So if anybody would like to sponsor or co-sponsor the third meal, please see me. Shabbos meals, if you need a Shabbos meal, lunch or dinner, please see me so I can make arrangements for you to go to a home in the community here. The library that we're starting over here, thank you again to Yaakov Phil for providing all of the new Sephardim that we have. If you do have a book, check at home, that has a number on it. It means that you took it before we started the program again. So please check at home to see if you have any books with numbers on them and bring them back so I can renumber them and re-log them in, please. Or any book that you think came from the library without a number on it before we started reshelving it again. Community bulletin boards right here, right here on this post. So if you feel free to post anything, wants, needs, dearest, for rent, looking to rent, jobs, Parnassa. Please put it out right there, please. Right there. We are starting also, we had the women's Sudat Shishi last week, which was very successful. You can come if you want. I don't know how you're looking to dress. It's against the law to dress up as a woman, but if you feel, get a heads up from your rabbi. If you get a heads up from your rabbi, you can dress up as a woman or a poor woman. So we are going to have a women's Rosh Chodesh. That's going to be coming up, hopefully, this Rosh Chodesh for the women to come. Men will be babysitting children. Women will come to Rosh Chodesh. They're going to have a Sudah. There'll be Torah, dancing, murals, singing. If anyone needs a Harusa, please see me. And also today, we're having a CM at 2:50 today, here in this room, a quick CM at 2:50. Also, tonight, there is a Halula for Rabbi Rosenfeld, blessed memory. Rabbi Rosenfeld is the father-in-law of Rabbi Lyman downstairs and Rabbi Chaim Kramer, who is of the Breslov Institute. It is going to be tonight at 7:30 at Amuna Hall in Rehov Taitab in Harnow, which I think is the last street down. I think you can take the 55 bus and get there very easily. 55 you can catch from here.
The yard side is tonight?
I think the yard side is tonight. I'm not sure, but the commemoration of the yard side is tonight.
Yes, tonight.
It is tonight. Thank you. Rabbi Rosenfeld was, I wouldn't say that we wouldn't all be here. Obviously, we would be here, but Rabbi Rosenfeld was one, played an important role in maintaining the English translation from Rabbeinu's writings. Did everything on real-to-real tapes. It's an amazing story of what he did.
Also a chavrusa from the
Lubavitcher Rebbe.
Also implemental, very important in building the Breslov Shul.
Building the Breslov Shul. He was one of the integral parts of maintaining Breslov in the English-speaking world. That is tonight at 7:30. The suggested contribution is 50 shekels, and that includes a catered Fleishik meal. However, I think they'll just be happy to have anyone show up. I'm going to post this here. There's a phone number and an email. So this would be great if people have time to attend and they can make it. Please attend it. Thank you very much. And those were your Uchil Chesed, American announcements.
Welcome out to the
English announcements.
Yes, sir. Good round night.
I'm going
So, Bezrat Hashem, Bezrat Hashem, Rabbi said, we are in Torah Lamed Aleph 31 in Park Vav, on the left line on the top. The second line on the left side on the top, it's written, Ve'anikudot en ahava v'kisufin. We talked about it last week that there is something that calls love to Hashem Yitbarach. When a person is connected to that he loves Hashem Yitbarach, so all of the things are very easy for him to connect himself to Hashem Yitbarach, because it all depends on the love. When religious people are going and blaming people that are far away from Judaism by the fact that there is Mashiach is not coming because they're not keeping Shabbos or things like that, it's all wrong. The ones to be blamed are the frum guys, the ones that are learning Torah, the guys that are praying, so to speak. They are the ones that need to be blamed that Mashiach is not here. Why? Because actually, there is that love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's written in Shir HaShirim, on the Holy Chariot, that tocho ratzuf ahava mibnot Yerushalayim. The inside of the holy chariot is covered with love from daughters of Jerusalem. Daughters of Jerusalem, those are the Talmidei Chachamim, the wise students, Talmidei Chachamim of Am Israel, that were Chachmei Yerushalayim from all of the generations. They love Hashem. Tocho, the inside of the holy chariot, means the source of Kedusha, is covered with love of Anshei Yerushalayim. So if the Anshei Yerushalayim, the people from the Bnot Yerushalayim, take that love and downgraded it from loving Hashem Yitbarach to their lusts and desires, this is how that actually other people cannot connect themselves to the Kedusha. Because they took that love and brought it down. And when they took it down, so it's already here. And then people are going in the streets and they're desiring and running and chasing after nonsense. But the ones that have that responsibility, the fault, not ones to blame, but wants to take the responsibility, actually, it's us. Actually, it's those ones that are connected to Hashem Yitbarach. And it's our job to concentrate on loving Hashem Yitbarach. One of the friends here in the yeshiva wrote a letter once to Rabbi Eliezer Shlomo Shik, a Maharosh, the righteous man from Yavniel, that is one of the most important Hasid of Breslev, Mamash, made huge distribution of wisdom of Rabbeinu in the world for a long, long time. A huge, huge righteous man, very holy man. And he wrote to him a letter on a certain hamtza'ah, invented. And he asked Amarosh, what I'm going to do with it, because I invested a lot of money in it, and I want to gain some money back, and I have a very good thing, mind for inventing things, and questions on questions. So Marosh wrote him back in a letter. He told him, look, if you have that head that you're claiming that you have, so maybe you're going to try to invent ways how to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach, and how to be happy in your Avodat Hashem, and never to leave Hashem, and always to be attached to Hashem. Maybe invent something that is going to get you closer to Hashem Yitbarach. In one letter, in one answer, that person dropped all of his, even that it's worth $100,000. So it doesn't have no importance when you realize that you're losing your connection to Hashem Yitbarach meanwhile. The only success that there is the eternal success, that it's to attach yourself to the Creator. And if you drop that, what you gain? You haven't gained nothing. Even if you, so to speak, people are going to say, he's got everything, look at him. People that have houses, that have cars, that have wives and kids are coming and crying and saying, I don't have shalom bayit, I'm not satisfied for my wife, I don't know what to do, I don't like my life, I hate myself, I don't have no desire to learn Torah, so doesn't want to pray, he's so far from tshuva, so arrogant, so he doesn't have no connection to life itself. You cannot call it life. He's got a swimming pool in his backyard and he feels like drowning, so it's not helping him at all. So we always have to connect ourselves to that important thing that calls love. Love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have the will to run after Him, to chase after Him, to fulfill His will, to do whatever He wants you to, and your satisfaction is by giving and not by receiving. When a person still receives and wants to receive more and more, he's never going to be happy. This is the only reason why we're saying Baruch Shelo Asani Isha, because the wife, she depends in her husband. And it's never going to change. She will always going to be dependent on her husband. This is why, thank you Hashem, that I'm not depending on no one. She depends on you, and you depend on Hashem. This is why we can say that bracha. There is no other reason. Baruch Shelo Asa Nisha, that I'm not depending no one, that I can really depend only in Hashem Yitbarach. This is the, it depends only if you love Hashem. If you love Him, you're going to chase after Him, you're going to run after Him. Hashem is always, Avodat Hashem, it's something that you have to chase after the Kedusha. The Kedusha will never, holiness, never going to chase after you. Never going to chase after you. Even if you're so holy, even if you have huge merits and you made huge mitzvot, it's like water. Water goes down, always goes down. And you always have to find more, to find more, to find more Kedusha. So, like we learned before, that the spirit of people, of Jewish people, the soul, it's like vowels to the letters. It's the sound, it's the music. You have bodies, you have physical body. It doesn't have, there is no difference between this body to that body. Just the neshama is different. So the neshama, it's the vowels, Rabbeinu is explaining. And the vowels, the nekudot, hen ha'ahava v'kisufin, it's the love and the yearning to Hashem Yitbarach, b'vchinot, in the aspect of nekudot ha'kasef, the points of silver. Silver, kasef, it's like kisufin, like will, like a desire, yearning to Hashem Yitbarach. He wants to have Hashem. So those dots, those points in Lashon HaKodesh, those are the vowels. V'akisufin, and those will, hen ha'nefesh, it's the soul, it's the spirit. B'vchinot, in the aspect of nichsefa v'gam kalta nafshi, the nefesh, the spirit, the neshama, she had a huge desire of kisufin, of love, nichsefa, like that word silver. It's the same issue. Ulefi ha'kisufin, and according to the will that the person have, ken ha'nekudot, like that he's creating those vowels. Means that, like we learned a few lines before, 2 days ago, that the Abraham and Sarah, they made spirits, they made souls. Et ha'nefesh asher asu becharan, they made those souls. How they were making them? By loving Hashem Yitbarach. It's written on Abraham, Abraham ohavi, Abraham the one that loved me. But actually the explanation, what it means ohavi, that he was causing other people, making other people to love Hashem. When you love Hashem, what we gonna see? You love Hashem, great. How are we gonna know that? If you make other people to love Hashem. This is what it means. You can say, I love Hashem. Let's see. You have proofs for that? The proof is that people are looking at you and they're waking up to love Hashem also. This is what that shows that you really love Hashem. If you're waking up people to love Hashem, like that Rav Shalom explained it, that in the Hitbodedut, when a person is opening his mouth and revealing his will in front of Hashem Yitbarach and just sharing Hashem Yitbarach with his will, just saying, please Ribono Shel Olam, I want to serve you. Please Hashem, I want to learn Torah. Please Ribono Shel Olam, I want to be in the Beit Midrash. I want to be kosher, please. I don't want to defect my eyes anymore. I don't want to make no pgama brit. Nothing, please. Bring me closer. Those words going in the world, and they become to be angels. And those angels are actually spirits, are neshamot, that go and enters to people that were like dead bodies. This is how that all of us woke up in tshuva. Once, 5 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you're a dead man walking. You were just like an animal. You were chasing after lusts and desires. And suddenly, in a certain situation, you woke up. You suddenly had a certain different spirit inside of you that were desiring to Hashem, desiring to shul, to Bet Knesset, to tzitzit, to tefillin, to Shabbat. Everyone from his point, to the tefillah, to itbodedu, to mikveh. Something woke up. What is that thing? It's a new nefesh that you received. One of the righteous people gave you a nefesh. He was praying, and you received those prayers. Those prayers been received, and you received that nefesh that he was creating. And this it is something that each and every one of us obligated to do, have to do. To do that, it's bodedut. To do that prayer, it's mitzvah tefillah midoraita. what it means spiritually, we're explaining, but the physical obligation, the lemaise, the obligation, all of Am Yisrael are obligated to pray to Hashem Yitbarach. Why we should pray? Hashem, He knows our needs, but He needs us. There is no king without him, without a nation. There is no rabbi with no students. So the king, even though that he's the creator of the world, he have to have us. He have to have a nation. He have to have people that are going to pray. Only if they're praying, he can give them. And only if he's giving, you can see that he's the king. If you're praying and no one is answering, so there is no king. And if just there is huge amounts of bounty in the world, there are people just taking without praying, so also there is no king. It's all hefker, like animals. They're going and they don't have a king. People, the nations, they don't believe that there is a king. They're all fighting for their bread. But if you're praying, if Am Yisrael are praying and asking, and then they have salvations, so then you can see, wow, look, this was from Hashem Yitbarach. It's written in the book of Rav Shmuel Horowitz, Yemei Shmuel, Days of Shmuel. He's telling on a few years of drought that were here in Jerusalem, in Eretz Israel. And in one of the years, in that year that actually the rain came in the end, all of Jewish people went to the Kotel HaMaravi and went and made a fast, a long fast, and they were all praying and praying. And he's telling over there that in the moment that the Ishmaelim, the Arabs, saw the Jewish people going to the Kotel, immediately they arranged themselves also to go to Har HaBayit to make prayers also for the rain. Why? Because they knew that Am Yisrael now going to be answered, and they have to take that honor for themselves somehow. So, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that before that they came, already the rain came. They started to call and the rain came before. He's telling also, because yesterday we weren't in Haram, in Ma'arat HaMachpelah, he's saying that the Ishmaelim that were stopping the Jews from coming to all of the holy places, and especially to Ma'arat HaMachpelah, they knew that the Jewish, when they're praying, they're going to be answered. This is why they're stopping us. On that question, why they're covering all of those holy places with their masks and lo ta'aseh lecha pesel u'masecha. Mamash. And it's not allowed. And also, for an example, it's written on Elisha the prophet, that he's buried on Mount Carmel, Al Har HaKarmel, on top of Har HaKarmel. You're going on top of Har HaKarmel, there is no Tzion. Why there's no Tzion? There is a huge church over there. And it's written on Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan, when he was in Eretz Israel, he went to Ma'arat Eliyahu Navi. He was praying over there in the cave of Eliyahu Navi. And after it, he went to look for the grave of Elisha Navi, and he saw a huge church over there. So we need to understand, they're blocking the Shefa, the bounty from us, that we won't. If someone's stolen something now, he cannot enjoy it, really. He doesn't have no satisfaction. Elisha Navi is a prophet of Am Yisrael. He's a Jewish prophet. I drove one in a taxi, in a cab. I told you that once. I drove in a cab, and the taxi driver was Aravi Ishmaeli. And he told me, you know, I asked him about the Migdal David, the tower of King David. It's not there. This is it's a mosque over there. It's not the Migdal David. It's not the tower of David. And they made a museum over there and a lot of noise, and it's one of the symbols of Jerusalem, and it's a mosque. David HaMelech wasn't. It wasn't exist in his generation at all. It's all in imagination. Migdal David, Migdal David, and it's a mosque. So I asked him, so he said, no, David HaMelech, he was a Muslim. I said, what? How can you say that? He said, yeah, Nabi Daoud. I'm trying to investigate. I'm trying to ask him what really, he's serious. He's dead serious, hopefully. And he's saying to me, and he's saying to me, yes, also, and also Moshe Rabbeinu, he was Muslim. I told him, what do you mean? How can you say Moshe Rabbeinu was Muslim? There is, and I tried to ask him, I tell him, look, let's straight things up a little bit. Abraham Avinu, he had two sons. All right, we agree. Yitzchak and Ishmael. Yes. Ishmael, the Arabs are coming from the Islam. He's coming from Ishmael. And Moshe and David HaMelech are coming from Yehudah. That Yehudah, from Levi, from Yehudah. That actually those are tribes that are coming from Yaakov. That he is the son of Yitzchak. And there is no connection to Ishmael anymore. So how can you say that he's a Muslim? So he's saying to me, you don't understand at all how things are going. And all right, let's listen. We were on the way to the Kotel, Baruch Hashem, so I could purify myself from all of his nonsense after it. Explain to me, please, what do you mean? He said, when a person, a man, just wants to dedicate his life to the Islam, he's a Muslim. This is it. I asked him, you don't need mikveh, circumcise, nothing. He said, no, a shower is enough. Shower. So, this is, you can see that there is no foundation to nothing of from all of those nonsense. They don't have no tradition to it. All of their tradition is, someone came and make up a story, and also in Christianity. They have so many and Gerim and Christians people that came and convert are testifying and saying that they have so many disagreements in their rights, in their ktavim,
writings,
that actually they don't have no foundation to their opinions. They don't. When this is the reason also why they're trying so hard to burn our books. From all of the generations, that we will not gonna have all of our proofs that we have them. We're calling Yeshu Yeshu, that means Yimach Shmo VeZichro, that we're erasing his memory and his name from the generation of the Gemara. It's before that he even become to be famous. Before that he become to be famous, the Chachmei Gemara, the wise people from the generation 2,000 years ago and more, already called him Yimach Shmo VeZichro Yeshu. Already erased his name. When he was an individual, when he was all alone. Before that, people that came a few hundred years after him started to make up Christianity. So, they cannot stand that fact that we have all of those proofs. The Judaism is the only real thing that exists. It's the only truth that there is. And when you have it, you have to understand the importance that you have. Who you become to be. You become to be that have the one that have the obligation to illuminate the eyes of other people. Not to make Judaism dark for other people. You have to open it. You have to share. Not chas shalom to people that can take chas shalom advantage of you and make damage chas shalom. But you have the key to all of the bounty with your prayers, with your kedusha. When you're guarding your eyes, when you're guarding your brit, when your heart is straight to Hashem Yitbarach, you can influence, you have shefa, you have bounty, you can give, you can share. And then all of the nations and all of the world are going to be so satisfied from the fact that you're the king, like in the days of Shlomo. When Shlomo was the king and he was crowning on the mamash, on everything, on angels and on earth, means that there was peace. Shlomo, it means Melech Shalom Shelo, he had the peace in his hands. Like that he wrote in Shir HaShirim, Tocho Ahava, Ratzuf Ahava, Mibnot Yerushalayim, that the love was straight to Hashem Yitbarach. Then all of the kings from all of the nations were crowning Shlomo HaMelech. They wanted him to be the king, and he was ruling the world. And this is also for the future, when Mashiach is going to come. All of the nations are waiting for Mashiach. And you can understand them. They need Mashiach. Everyone needs Mashiach. Everyone needs to have a leader. But Mashiach is waiting and he's not coming. And why? Not because of them, because of us. And everyone should say, because of me. Because of me. Everyone should ask himself, what am I doing that is holding Mashiach back? So the main thing is the basic things. You cannot say because I wasn't doing my machronim. You cannot say because I wasn't making netilat yadayim properly. It cannot be that Mashiach is not coming because Moshe didn't make nemay machronim choiva. It's nonsense. It cannot be. All of the world is waiting that Moshe gonna make my machronim choiva. It cannot be. or the why you were not going with the Tiltchelet, or why you were worrying with Tiltchelet. It's all nonsense. It cannot be. The basic things are the faith, are the love to the Creator, the will and the desire for Hashem Yitbarach. Those are the most important things, and on them we need to work. To have a love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love. And when a person have that love, and he's revealing it, and he's talking to Hashem Yitbarach out of that love, he's creating those angels that goes in the world and waking other people to do tshuva. Waking other people to do tshuva. One of the guys today told me, I forgot to thank you. I asked him on what. He said that I once wrote in the internet Likutei Moharan, and suddenly I saw your YouTube, and I saw that class, and one class brought me to see another one, and now he's here in Jerusalem. Made it all of that way. Because at one time he wanted to see Likutei Moharan, and he wrote Likutei Moharan, and suddenly you have classes of Likutei Moharan. Think about it, what we're doing, what we can do. And I told him, this is the answer that I answered to him, and I'm telling to you also, me alone, I'm worthless. I cannot do nothing alone. Can I feel myself? I cannot. It's going to be very stupid if I'm going to push the button and going to run fast to sit. There are rabbis like that. There are a lot of rabbis like that. In this generation, you have a lot of rabbis. Those rabbis, not those, but there are people that want to do things, good things. It's very important. But rabbis that are not worthy to be rabbis, and they're still rabbis, and they're forcing themselves on the public, those are the people that are damaging the most. They are the ones that actually supposed to have the love, and they don't love it. They don't love Hashem, so they're breaking the holy chariot, and then all of the love actually is falling to lusts and desires that people are chasing after nonsense. And our job as Baalei Teshuva is to bring back up those sparks that fell, because they're already fell. They're everywhere. People love cars, people love views, people love nonsense. People can, I don't know what, they can love to comb their hair. I don't know. People fell into nonsense. People love nonsense. People has got a desire for MP3, and you have to change it. Now there is iPod, and I don't know what, and all of the nonsense. And he's got a huge connection to it. He loves it. It's his reason to wake up in the morning, and he's gonna upload a few more songs into his body, and he needs to find more things, and he's going and checking and phone calls, and he cannot sleep at night. And the love, the pure love, just fell from the holy chariot and stuck in nonsense. And now a person is stuck in nonsense, and he doesn't know why. Because his soul, his spirit, is coming, being created from prayers and from sharing HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our will. And if our will fell to those places, so their spirits are like that. But if we're going to drag our will from those low places and going to bring it back to that holy chariot, so also they're going to climb. They're also going to wake up and going to say, hey, what is that nonsense? And suddenly you can throw it in one day. Like that we've thrown a lot of nonsense already until today. Things that we were so attached to it, and it was our lives. Motorcycles and music and rock bands. And more things. And suddenly he can cut his ponytail and to come back to Jerusalem. And he's looking for Hashem, and he's got side curls and salvations. And how could you do that? The truth is that you haven't done that. It wasn't in your powers at all. Just someone else that your soul is connected to him, he done that for you. He was praying, and he was uprooting himself from that nonsense. And when he was uprooting himself from his Yetzer Hara, it helped you. And you also have the obligation to uproot you yourself, and then you also gonna pull other people to come here also. This is the creation. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. And all of our obligation is to love Hashem, to find for Hashem, to find Hashem, to look for Him. ולפי הכיסופים כן הנקודות. And by those desiring will that we have to Hashem Yitbarach, we're making the vowels, we're creating them. אם כוסף לרע, if the person have a will for bad things, עושה הנקודות רעים, he can make the vowels to be bad things. For an example, you have words in Lashon HaKodesh that if you're going to put vowels in a different way, you're creating a different word. For example, the word shoe, na'al. So if you, and it's also how you pronounce it. If you, it can be na'al, that it's a shoe, and it can be na'al, that it's locked. And it's two different things. And a lot of words like that. A lot of words like that. It depends in the in intention that you had in mind while you were praying. This is why it's so important to pray with heart, with brain, to put the mind in the words, and then you're creating straight spirits, straight souls, and people waking up to look for the source, to look for good things, for important things. Vazai, and then if the person have a bad desire and is making creating bad will, Vazai nitzarfim haotiyot, and then the letters combine, venizdavgin, and mate, lasot peulot raot, to make bad actions. Ve'im kosef lashuv betshuva, and if the person have a desire to go back to do tshuva, nase nekudot tovot. You see, Rabbeinu is not saying if the person have a good desire. Rabbeinu said if a person have a bad desire, so he's making bad things happen. But if the person, now we wait to see, have a good desire, he wants Hashem, like that I said before, Rabbeinu is not writing that. What Rabbeinu is saying, ve'im kosef la'asot tshuva, if a person wants to do tshuva, wants to regret on all of his avonot, it's coming to teach us that everyone needs to do tshuva. The mitzvah tshuva, the obligation of doing tshuva, it's not only for chilonim, it's not only for ba'al tshuva, it's not only for people that are far from kedusha. It's also for the ones, the things that are inside of kedusha. Their tshuva is a lot more important. Rav Shalom said in the beginning, he said, when I'm going to see the frum people, the charedim, that they started to do tshuva, I know, I'm going to know that it's time of Mashiach. When Haredim going to do tshuva. When they're going to start doing tshuva. And you can see that. In this, now you can start seeing that. That they're reading those wonderful gardens, books, and they're starting to wake up. And they're coming to do tshuva. Cannot find themselves. They see. They see their boys, their girls are falling from the way. And not holding on. And they cannot hold their families. And they don't have shalom bayit. So they have to do tshuva. And then when a person is waking up to do tshuva, na'ase nekudot tovot, he's creating good points, good vowels. Haynu nefashot tovot, means good spirits. Umitno'aim ha'otiyot, and those letters are started to move, can move suddenly. Venizdavgim la'asot peulot tovot, and they're mating to make good actions. Vezeo, and this is what it's written, Tore zahav na'ase lach. Tore Zahav Na'aseh Lach, Rabbeinu is bringing from Shir HaShirim, that we're going to make for you, Tore Zahav, doves of gold, golden doves. Tore Zahav Na'aseh Lach, golden doves we're going to make for you. How are we going to make those golden doves? Doves means that it can fly, that it can move, and we're going to make it for you, that you're going to have the ability to move. Kedeita bazor, like that it's written in the Zohar Kadosh, itaruta de zivuga misitra de tzafon. The way that things start to make up, to move, to be alive, coming from the north, umitzafon zahav yete, and from the north the gold is coming. What is that gold? The gold is that will. Zehav, he wants something. Those are the will and the desire. Zehav. Zahav, it means Zehav. He wants to have. This is the meaning of the word Zahav. Zahav, it's Zehav. It wants. V'zeo, and this is why it's written, Tore Zahav Naselach, the golden doves we're going to make for you, Hainu it Aruta de Zivugin, V'itztarfutan shel Otiyot HaTorah. Tore, the word doves, he's learning from the word Tor, that it's a dove, also to the word Torah, that is coming to teach. So, Tore Zahav Naselach means that the letters of the Torah joins to be good things together. Haynu it aruta zivugin v'itztarfutan shel otiyot haTorah. Lif'ol eizehu peula, to make a certain action. And it's all happening in Oela, just only by one thing, al yedei nekudot hakasef, by the points of silver. En lahem shum tnua, they cannot move, ela al yedei nekudot, just only through, by vowels. If you're writing the Torah with no vowels, or if you're not putting the vowels when you read it, you cannot read it. It cannot move. You cannot make nothing from it. Shenaseh al yedei kisufin, and it's all happening by the will and the desire for Hashem Yitbarach. V'zeo, and this is what it's written. Im harav domeh lemalach Hashem tzevakot kanal, if the rabbi looks like an angel of Hashem Yitbarach. So they said over there, Rabbeinu explained it. So this is the time that he contains two things, righteous man and the learner, that he's also connected to Hashem Yitbarach with all of his heart, and also he's keeping all of the advice, he's sitting and learning Torah, dedicating. So then, in that situation, that the rabbi is holy, so then, azai bevadai, for sure, chesed ve'ahava mitgale, the kindness and the love is being revealed. Ve'hishtokekut nitgale, and huge desiring for Hashem Yitbarach is being revealed. Shehem ha-nekudot, that those are those dots. Azai Torah yevakshu mipiyu, so then Torah they should ask from his mouth, to ask him to teach them. It's the job of the students to ask from their rabbi to teach them. This is what that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Am Yisrael, Shuvu elai v'ashuvu elechem, you do tshuva and then I'm going to come back to you. But us, Knesset Israel, we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashivenu Elecha V'Nashuva. You bring us back to you, and then we're going to do tshuva. He is saying it depends on you, and we're saying it depends on you, and it's stuck. So, what we should do? Actually, we should keep on asking him to bring us back to do tshuva, and to try to fulfill his will, and to do tshuva meanwhile. It's the same with the rabbi. The rabbi have an ability to give shefa and bounty and wisdom to the students according to the will and desire and purity of the students. It depends in that. So first of all, the students have to ask questions. They have to have a will to receive from the rabbi. And the second thing is that they have to purify themselves, to work on themselves, to take the advice of the rab, and to work on themselves, to purify themselves, that they're going to be worthy. Azay otiyot haTorah be'atzman, and then the letters of the Torah themselves, mevakshim imeno sheidaber otam, they're asking that person to talk, to say them, kedei sheyeh lahem nekudot u'nefashot, that they're going to have dots and spirits and souls. Actually, when a person becomes to be holy, so words of tefillah, words of Torah, when a person is going to do it bodedut, if he's not learning Torah, so he doesn't have on what to pray. On what you're going to pray? That you're going to be rich? How many hours you can spend on that in the field? You need to pray to Hashem Yitbarach that you're going to keep all of the obligations, all of Torah, mitzvot, that you're going to be connected to Hashem. You're praying on what that you're learning. So if you're not learning Torah, on what you're going to pray? You won't have words to speak to Hashem Yitbarach if you're not learning Torah. It's the fuel. If you're not putting more fuel, you don't have what to talk about with Hashem Yitbarach. Rabbeinu said that we should make from the Torah tefillot, from what that we learn. You learn something, now you need to go to the field and to pray, to talk to Hashem Yitbarach on what that you learn. So actually, if you see that you don't have words of tefillah in the field, it means that you're not learning enough. That Limud HaTorah needs to bring the person to pray. So if you see that there are people that are learning all day long, ask that question. What with all of those people that sit and learn all day long, and in the evening they're not running to the field to do it, but they do. They're not talking to Hashem Yitbarach at all. It means that also the limud doesn't count at all. Because the Torah Kedosha brings you to talk. Like that we said, Kol alomed Torah lishma, zocheh ledvarim arbeh. Everyone that learns Torah lishma, to Hashem Yitbarach, only for Hashem Yitbarach, he's got one heart for Hashem Yitbarach, it brings him to dvarim harbeh. Dvarim, a lot of things. What are those dvarim things? Dvarim elu diburim. Like that it's written, k'chu imachem devarim, take things with you, v'shuvu el Hashem, and go back to Hashem. So it's mitzvah tshuva. Mitzvah tshuva, it's prayers. You cannot do tshuva without talking to the Creator and apologizing and asking. So if your limud haTorah haven't brought you to mitzvah tshuva, you were not learning. So a person needs to learn a lot of Torah, and then to go and to talk about it. And if you see that you don't have words, you need to think on two things. First of all, how you're going to learn more Torah. And second, to pray. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, give me words. Let me talk to you. Let me understand what I should pray on. Let me satisfy you with my tefillot, with my prayers. Always. The connection with Hashem Yitbarach is a real connection. It's a connection that founded on honesty. On honesty. And if you want to talk to Hashem Yitbarach and you have things that stops you from talking, pain and traumas and sorrow and difficulties, things that you don't know how to deal with them at all, on that you should talk. You should bring them to Hashem Yitbarach and to tell him, Ribono Shel Olam, I don't know, I cannot move forward, I cannot make another step. I have to talk to you on that issue. Open my eyes. I have a friend that he had a horrible problem in Shalom Bayit, mamash, a horrible problem in Shalom Bayit, and he didn't know what to do with himself. He went, and I'm a witness, I saw him day after day. 3 days he was in the field in Yaos Sanhedrin. He went into the field and he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going out from the field until you're going to answer my question. And he was sitting on a rock and crying to Hashem and begging to Hashem, just asking. He said, after 3 days, suddenly I had a huge illumination. Huge! Hashem washed him with light. Washed him with light. A person can drag a leg for the rest of his life. Why are you doing it? Can drag a problem that he's got for the rest of his life just because you're lazy. Just because you're not taking things seriously. Go to the field and solve that problem. Make an investigation until you're going to uproot it. You cannot go for 3 days. It's too crazy. I understand you. Go for 6 hours. 6 hours also too hard for you? Don't have 1 day without 1 hour on that issue. 1 hour is also too much? Half an hour is the minimum. Dedicate daily half an hour on solving that issue that you have until you're going to solve it. How can you walk like crazy? That every car is making you crazy. Every woman is making you crazy. Every pile of bills that you see makes you crazy. How can you live like that? That every stupid thing make you sick. You saw cakes, you saw burekasim, you cannot function. How can you live like that? How can you let yourself keep on functioning like that in such a low level? That every cake that you saw, every barbecue that you smell, oh, wow, no, I'm so tired. I have to sit, I have to drink something, I have to eat something, I have to make a suda now. It's a suma sehet. How many pounds you gained from all of those student mitzvah. A person have to hate the Yetzirah. To hate the Yetzirah. L'argiz Yetzir Tov al Yetzirah. You see you have Yetzirah, you have to make yourself angry on it. You need to go to the field. Moshcheh lebet ha-midrash. Drag him. Let's learn. I have that bad attribute. I have to fix it. Take it. Drag it to the Beit Midrash. There is a book, Orchot Tzadikim, I'm going to open on Midah of Anger. I'm going to learn on that. I'm going to pray on that. How many times I can ruin my house? How many times I can ruin my wife? Can ruin my kids? Can ruin relationships with people, with my parents? Just because that I'm sick in my mind. That I'm too suspicious, that I'm too angry, that I am attacked so fast. That why am I going to let myself ruin my life and my wife's life and my kids' lives? Why? Maybe I'm going to take responsibility on my life. I'm going to open the books that are talking on that attribute. I'm going to learn about it, and then I'm going to go to pray. I'm going to understand the importance of breaking that Yetzirah, and I'm going to go and beg to Hashem Yitbarach to save me from my Yetzirah.
Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael Chazaku.